Get Animations DVD. I went, and guess what? The person who sold me that is a UMC member. And from there, he gave me a call card because I asked for church. He thought I am a Christian. And then when I called the church, one of our ex-colleagues named Ruth picked up the call. She's interesting. I say, I'm looking for Bible study. Somehow the words came to me. She then say, oh, you want to look for Bible study? Go and join a cell group. What cell group? Because I'm new to the faith. I say, okay, I join. I go to a cell group. So, without knowing anything, without getting into any church, I attend a cell group first. So, knowing a bunch of strangers, and they will very warmly welcome me, and they talk, they do whatever they need to do in the cell group, and I don't know what... Everyone was jumping and worshipping, and I was culture shock. I still remember Pastor Daniel was a preacher, and Pastor Daniel preaching sermon is David and Goliath. But I don't remember anything of it. I just remember the title. At the end of the sermon, I respond to the altar call. The one day new friend from the cell group, so excited that I raised my hand, grabbed my hand and ran to the altar. I was panicked. Why did you grab me here without telling me what happened? The only thing I could do was standing in front of the big speaker, closing my eyes. And then someone prayed for me. Suddenly, the voice around me silent. While worship is still going, things silent. Then in my closing eyes status, the picture of the Lord wearing in full white robe, like a picture frame, very big, slowly getting in and entering into my heart. I cry and cry. Never have I felt so loved before. And since then, not only I found a family, not only I was restored from my brokenness, I found my new purpose in life. Why I joined the UMC? So after receiving Christ, it was a very intensive discipleship for 2 years. Going through the sponsor program, attending different Bible study, was so on fire for the Lord. Then in my workplace, I was doing pretty well. I was in the marketing line. The favor of the Lord was upon me, and I get a lot of contract for my company. I was one of the favorite staff for my VP, my vice president. But then later, I learned that for all the contract that I get into the office, there is this thing called the under table. Because the stiff competition, they had to secure the sales. upon knowing that I'm convicted in my heart, this is not right. Though I do not have a direct involvement in that, I knew it's not right. With a bold decision, I say, tender my resignation. And I was so confident I will find a job right away because marketing line, ma, so easy. But for months, I didn't even get a call for interview. But not knowing that the Lord was preparing me for full time. And months later, I joined DOMC. People ask why you're still in DOMC. Really simple. Because I see God working in this church. He's still present in this church. And God is working so ever powerfully over the years, not only in my life, but in the life of many. I have the blessings of being discipled by many, many different people in the seasons of my life. I am the recipient not only of that love, of that care, but of that discipleship. And now, with the Lord's help, I in turn disciple others into maturity. To God be the glory, honor, and praise. I've titled my sermons today, Creation Care, A Call to Actions. And the scripture reading is taken from Psalm 24 and Psalm 96. Can I invite you to stand on your feet and join me in reading the word of the Lord? In the count of three, one, two, three. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness. Dear Lord, I thank You and we celebrate Your presence in our midst. We cannot say thank You enough for what You have done in our life. And as for today, we thank You for a gift of a new day. Your mercy is made new every day. Lord, I do not ask that today's sermon be a feel-good sermon, but I pray that this sermon may be one that will stir and respond in obedience to Your living word. And may the truth be like the seed of the truth will take root in our life and bear fruits according to its seasons that will honor and glorify Your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And yeah, I also want to say welcome to those who are joining us for the first time. Welcome to the UMC family. Yeah, this is a family, a good church to stay, okay? Now, when we talk about people group or humankind, we will talk a few things. Food, culture, skin color, or geographical distinction. Now, for some places that will have four seasons. Malaysia, simple, only two. Rain, or no rain. As a global citizenry, it doesn't matter whether you are a fan of K-pop, J-pop, C-pop, or whether you are a fan of lollipop and popcorn. We're all fascinated with the variety and also the beautiful languages and people groups and places around the globe. We marvel at the beautiful scenery and the variety of delicacies served each time we travel to a site or to a country. From the delicious Bangkok street food to the Har Kow Siew Mai in Hong Kong, or to a cup of aromatic masala tea in Nepal, or to the eight-course fine dining in the finest European restaurant. Did I just give you an idea for lunch? We enjoy and we celebrate the gift of diversity and the vibrancy of that gift. Our differences brings the blessings. One may then ask, what then is the one good thing that we all share in common? Quoting Wendell Berry, he said, "The earth is all we have in common." In the first sermon of this Creation Care series, Pastor Chris titled his sermon, "This is My Father's World." He said, God is the creator of heavens and earth. The church is to be serving as His representative on earth, and we represent God by caring for His creation. Sister Eileen, Last week, shared about biblical worldview for creation, that to care for creations is to reflect, will reflect our love for our Creator, and that creation care is a gospel issue, a compassion issue, as well as a church issue. Today's big idea for my sermon is creation care is restoring light to a darkened world. And I will share with you three things. The truth that hurts the reality, the truth that heals and restores, as well as the truth that we must now live by and act upon. The first truth, creation was subjected to the bondage of sin and decay. Reading from Romans chapter 8, 20 to 22, and if you can, join me in reading. For the creations were subjected to frustration, not by his own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Now, in the book of Genesis 3, you record the fall of humanity. Through Adam's and Eve's disobedience, sin and evil permeated every aspect of God's intended goodness and plan. The effect of sins and evil has overturned the natural order of our creations, and we have seen leaf reaping the consequences of our sinful nature and desire. Now, suppose now you are to do a search of the word climate change, climate crisis, or environmental justice on the internet or on any social media platform. You will be inundated by posting videos, tweets, and articles on global warming, heat wave, typhoon, massive flood, or rising seawater level, deforestation, wildfires, drought and severe famine, and the list goes on. Friends, these are crisis hazards that are happening at a very alarming rate and intensity. And we are at a time of abnormal phenomena that's sweeping life and shaking nations. These climate impacts are not fixed in one fixed locality. Like, for example, we will always talk of natural disasters from country. But in recent years, the studies show that climate impacts also happens in countries that we least expected, no prepare for it. Very sadly, church, in a climate crisis, we see families breaking apart. The livelihood of the poor family being threatened because of rising seawater level. Young children, malnutrition, if not in constant and extreme hunger. Animals losing their habitat, to some to the point of near extinction. Contagious infection and spread of waterborne diseases because of water pollution and flood. A decline in agricultural productivity, which then leads to the concern for food security. The loss of biodiversity, the exploitations on the poor and the marginalized for personal and corporate gains. And the list of heartbreaking news continues today. No one should live like this. This is not the life-giving earth that we once learned from the children's storybook or we learned in school. And this is never God's intended purpose for the creations. Quoting Christopher Wright in his writing, creation shares in the effect of humanity's sin, but we human beings get to share in the fullness of creation's redemption. And that is the right way round to put it. We get saved along with creations, and not that we get saved out of creation. God's intention is to redeem the whole of creation, and that we can be a part of that, and in so doing, become a part of the new creation. Friends, the creation needs healing. The second reality that hurts is our parts in contributing to the deteriorations of the creation. Firstly, excessive consumerism. Now hear me out, church. It's nothing wrong in liking and desiring things that you like in life. Nothing wrong with that. But perhaps it's time to review whether there is a pool of this insatiable greed and desire for things that you might not even need in life. Or whether your current choice of lifestyle that you work so hard to sustain is really the best for you and for the creation. Maybe for some of us, we define our identity by what we owned without realizing that this is a dangerous bottomless peak will one day take over us, taking over our time, our family, our loved ones, whatever that is essential and important for us. I think the right question to ask is this: for what did we sacrifice and exchange the gift of nature for? For development, we will say. For better life, we will shout. The temptation is real, but the cost is hefty. In the recent years, the minimalist living movement stirred a worldwide reaction, even though the concept has been around for centuries. People resonated with that choice of lifestyle, and they started to make changes in their daily life. Resetting priorities, eliminating whatever that is non-essential, and started to live a simple lifestyle. While we all wrestle with the fact that how much is enough for me, or we wrestle with the fear of losing out and missing out the best, this psalm invites us to like. If I may invite you to read together. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy people. For those who fear Him lack nothing. The lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Amen? The second reality is our ignorance and avoidance of the pressing issue. None of my business. In this psalm taken from, in this proverbs taken, this scripture taken from Proverbs 27, verse 12, taken from ESV version, it says, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." And let me clarify this. I don't mean now you see crisis, you should go and hide yourself, huh? It actually means that if we stay ignorant and avoiding the pressure, we will be like the simple, or in other translation, the fool that will go on and suffer for it. In the month of May, we heard of the news of heat wave in India. And then last month, we heard it happens in the UK. In Italy, the temperature could go up to as high as 48 degrees Celsius. Can you imagine that happening in Malaysia? 48 degrees Celsius, we will be all melted. The extreme temperature caused wildfire across the country. Christian Aid is a London-based organization. Together with the researcher and environmentalist activist worldwide, is raising alert and informing that the number of people displaced caused by climate change is far greater than those by the war. It is projected that in 30 years from now, about 250 people will have been driven out by their home. Because of what? Because of the increase of natural catastrophe. I want to share with you this brief story about this woman named Ato. And this is a newsletter released by UNHCR on the 25th of July. Referring to the screen, and let me read to you her story. Ato did not want to leave her village in the eastern Somali regions of Ethiopia, but it had barely rained in months. Her cattle were dying and her children were hungry. I can't count the number of people that were displaced with us. Nearly everyone in the village left. Ato and most of the people in her village are farmers. They walked 260 kilometers to reach a small town near a regional capital. They searched desperately for water and pasture to feed their cattle, but there was nothing. Friends, in a power struggle society, the oppressions on the poor and the marginalized escalated. If you choose to stay ignorant, if you choose to avoid the issue of how environmental abuse will cause every aspect of our life, we will then lose the opportunity to witness Christ in the hope-deprived and a darkened world. The third one is a lack of interest and commitment to God's mandate as the steward of the creations. Reading from Revelation 11, verse 18. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servant, the prophets and your people who revel your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. Noted here that not only those who mistreating the planet will be judged, but also those who stay silent about environmental abuse. Friends, our complacency is risking the wrath of God. In James 4:17, it says here, if anyone then know the good that ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. So we must be aware of the sin of commission as well as the sins of omission, a sin committed by willingly not doing anything. Therefore, it's right for me to say this. Creation care and climate justice are not just green movement. It is a prophetic response to a pressing issue. How so, you ask me? Because of the truth that heals and restores. In John 14:6 say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And God's redemption covers the totality of a person. And this is exciting. Totality of a person doesn't mean just your spiritual life. It means your physical, your emotion, your mental, your relationship, your finances, your past, present, future. Totality of you. But again, it doesn't stop there. God's redemption also covers the creation. I would like to read to you a very familiar scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 29. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than good? And the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than them? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And who do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Friends, this is the holistic vision of how the whole creation is integral in Christ and how God is intimately involved in caring and providing for his creation. Now, some of you may have watched this documentary before. It is a Fiji revival documentary. Fiji is an island country in the South Pacific Ocean. The Lord convicted the Fijian one day that, hey, it's time to come and seek me for repentance and for forgiveness. When the call was made, the Christians of different denominations answered the call and come together for a time of prayer, for intercessions in repentance and seeking forgiveness and reconciliation. The Lord honored their obedience and revival spread out powerfully across the whole Fiji. And not long after the revival, the Fijian testified that not only the Lord heals and restores the hearts of the people, but the Lord also heals the land and the sea. that testify that the fishes, the species of fishes that have long gone, disappeared from the sea, start coming back. There was a sudden change in production of the crops. And most amazingly, there was clearing of the once polluted and poisoned river and water source. This is humanly impossible. But God restored and healed. He healed and restored the whole of creation. Isn't God amazing? That leads us to the next truth. The truth that we must now live and act upon. Firstly, environmental justice is discipleship. In this verse, Acts chapter 17, verse 28a, for in him we live and move and have our being. The earth is where generations of people and humankind dwells. It has the footprints of the Trinity God testifying about the presence and faithfulness of God in providing, in caring, and in sustaining the earth. And our doing, for example, how we treat the creations, how we harvest natural resources for our own use, our need and our comfort, as well as our posture and response when we hurt and learn of people who are surviving climate crisis, will reflect our being, our doing and our being. So friend, I urge you to be curious, to be interested about the heart of God, about this God of creations and his heart and love for the creations. For parents and caregivers, you play a vital role for teaching the younger one about this issue and make it a discipleship moment. I give you an example of my cell group leader. So his name is Chi Kong. He shared about his teenage daughter Eunice, who at a very young age learned about that there is an option to reduce trash and usage by using recycled paper to print her schoolwork. Now, this is not a rule at home, but it is an informed decision made by Eunice after she learned of the resources, the reasons, and the implications. And because she made that decision, which then led her to be a training and discipling her to be a steward of God's creations and the responsible leaders and adult later. Creation care is missional. The visions of UMC is, oh dear, no one remember, building God's community and making known his glory. Being missional is having the call of the redemptive missions in our daily life. Now, it's not about just taking your time, participating in a cross-cultural mission, preaching good news to the harvest field, but more than that. Cultivating a missional lifestyle is that at any time, at anywhere, to any people who crosses your path, you will choose to discern the leading of the Holy Spirit and you will seize every opportunity to bless, to witness, to impact, to transform, and to build and to make known his glory. How then, you ask, this whole creation thing can be missional? I give you some example. From a young child that saved off his money and give it to the preservation of tiger, to our Pastor Moy Hao, who moved around his neighborhood to clear and pick up trash, to a retired man who decided to travel to an OA, an Orang Asli village, to help to find alternative energy source to build lights for the villager. You see, everyone and anyone can make an environmental justice impact. Noting this, natural disasters like drought and massive rainfall will force the poor to work harder to secure clean water, food, and energy. In some culture, we received the report that many of these young school-going girls have to drop off by school so that they can help the mother for these tasks, so that the family can survive the ecological crisis. And to some, they have to be uprooted from their home sweet home, to elsewhere and find refuge. Urban migrations will bring opportunities for local and cross-cultural engagement. Church, knowing the issue, discovering the needs, and finding always help to restore hope, love, and safety for the display and climate crisis survival is bringing God's love and justice to the community. And that is the call for all of us. Noting here also, conservation of the creation is not limited to the election field. To us, the church, the call is clear, everybody. I read an article published in year 2008, and the title, very fancy one, 50 People Who Could Save the Planet. And the article goes on to list out 50 names of individuals that could save the planet. And these are the very fancy one, they call it the green heroes, 50 of them. So they have the mayor, the politician, the entrepreneur, the activist, the scientist, even actor. And the list goes on. It is a very interesting read. But I wonder, why 50? Now, dealing with a global crisis like a climate change does require the participation of all levels of society, from a policymaker to a young child that have access to a single-use product. Everyone have a part in it. Everyone. And the call is clear again for the church. Everyone is to participate. On the 20th of July, in this auditorium here, the third night of our 5 days fast and prayer, Pastor Eddie led the congregation in intercession for the Anak Sulung of Malaysia. He shared about the conditions of the Orang Asli and Orang Asal in Malaysia, and with a special mention to the people group residing in Bidas, Sabah. So he shared that as the people rediscover the identity as God's people, as Anak Sulung and as God's people, God causes changes and transformation. And the one significant thing that happened is not only the hearts of people, it is the soil. They testify that there is a change in the soil to the point that there is now a harvest of vegetation of different kinds. Pastor Adi shared that it is impossible, but with God, it is possible. You see, when God again restore and heal, God restore and heal the whole of creations. Now, the call to justice is not optional. Not optional. Yes, it's not optional. Reading here, Micah 6:8 and Isaiah 1:17, if I may again invite you to join me in reading. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow. Now, many impactful initiatives and global movements seek to inspire and bring awareness about this whole thing. Let me just name a few so that you have an idea. The Earth Day. Earth Day is a global movement since 1970. Hashtag Break Free from Plastic, a global movement to stop plastic pollution. The Global Cleanup is a worldwide campaign to remove billions of pieces of trash from neighborhoods and surrounding, reducing waste and plastic pollution and prevent harm to the wildlife and humans. How about Trash to Treasure, which is an initiative run by our very own Datin Rose Jayasuriya, finding a home for every item not in use through sales to avoid wastage. Plant a Tree Project. Zero Waste Movement. BYOB, bring your own bottle, not the drinking one, the one that refill detergent. Ecotourism, the oceans cleanup. SEAD, SEED, is a business initiative that seeks to build bamboo forests and the communities that depend on it. By the way, do you know that bamboo absorbs incredible amount of carbon from the air and it also thrives on degraded land? Hooray to bamboo. Prominent Christian organizations like Arosha, Lausanne Creation Care Network, Micah Global, Tear Fund, World Evangelical Alliance, World Visions, and many others, big and small efforts towards one goal, care for creations. In DUMC, We have this upcoming event that organized by CBI, Coalitions for Business Integrity, titled Corporate Integrity and Environment Impact. It's happening on the 3rd of September. We have great line of speaker. We have Pastor Philip Lin, Pastor Daniel Ho, and YB Yobing, and many others. This will be a hybrid event happening here, taking place in Hall 4, but also over Zoom. I invite you to consider. Do check out the QR code or check out the link there. If you need more information, you may also proceed to the information counter. Our staff will be more than willing to help you. In conclusion, creation care is a global issue that has a local consequences. And everything, every change that we do on earth will impact the generation of now and the generations of the next. Now, we have heard and witnessed how climate crisis robbed us human beings of our basic needs, access to clean water, to food, to safety, to security. To the young children, the right for education and also a healthy upbringing. To the animal and non-animal, a healthier and a healthy ecosystem and biodiversity. So now, the urgency is now. It's not like later, next generation take care of it. No, the urgency is now. Harness your skill. Learn and grow in knowledge. Be the voice and join the missional call. For those who are involved in corporate and workplace, do consider seizing every opportunity to make an sustainable environmental and social impact. To the cell groups, do gather together to brainstorm ideas, tangible ideas, how you can contribute to the creations. Church, because the earth is the Lord's, I will pray that may God pour into our hearts first a deep love for Him, the Creator, and then the love for the creations. And lastly, may the Lord guide the church to be the forerunner and a change agent that will restore light to a darkened world. Thank you and God bless.